Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The U.S. military is reporting a helicopter accident in northeastern Syria over the weekend injured 22 American service members, adding that the cause of the accident was under investigation and that no enemy fire was involved. The military statement said the service members were receiving treatment and 10 of those were moved to higher care facilities out of country. There are at least 900 U.S. forces in Syria on average, along with an undisclosed number of contractors. U.S. Special Operations Forces also move in and out of the country, but are usually in small teams and are not included in the official count. Police in Miami are preparing for presidential candidate Donald Trump's arraignment in federal court this afternoon. Police Chief Manuel Morales says they are prepared to handle the crowds.
We are working very closely with our federal, state, and local partners to make sure that we have a comprehensive approach. We're bringing enough resources to handle crowd anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000.
This comes as both supporters of the former president and those who oppose him are planning protests outside the federal courthouse. Trump revealed in a radio interview yesterday he has only two words for the court and nothing else.
No, I doubt it. I just said not guilty. I didn't do anything wrong. Did nothing wrong. Presidential Records Act. It's not even a criminal event. There is no criminality here. It's ridiculous. And these people, look, they're using it as election interference. They're using it to get elected.
Human remains have been found at the site where a tanker truck caught fire underneath an overpass, causing a portion of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia to collapse, shutting down the major thoroughfare. The Philadelphia State Police are reporting the remains were discovered and are with the medical examiner's office at this time. They have not yet officially been identified. Fox Philadelphia TV station said family members identified the truck driver as 53-year-old Nathaniel Moody. National Transportation Safety Board investigators arrived at the scene on Sunday night. USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
One of America's best-known TV game show hosts is about ready to head on down that sunset road. Ryan Daniels explains.
The news comes after Sajak's more than 40-year run on the popular TV game show. He made the announcement in a tweet Monday, saying the upcoming 41st season will be his last. The 76-year-old Sajak started on Wheel of Fortune back in 1981 alongside co-host Vanna White. The show's 41st season is set to begin in September.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump is speaking out after arriving in Miami to be arraigned later this afternoon.
The former president wasted no time after landing in Miami to attack the Biden administration and the federal charges he's facing.
They've weaponized the Justice Department, absolutely weaponized it, in order to try and win an election where he's way behind.
In an interview on Radio Libre 790 in Miami, Trump said,
"There's never been anything like it. A witch hunt like this has never taken place. When you look at what they've done and when you look at the criminal acts and the horrible acts that they've committed, and then they come after me."
Trump is facing federal charges of possessing documents with national security implications. I'm John Schaefer.
Game 5 in the National Hockey League Stanley Cup Finals is tonight from the Fortress on the Las Vegas Strip. Vegas Golden Knights host the Florida Panthers. The home team leads the series 3-1. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you thought it was going to be easy, huh? Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Donald Trump is in Miami. We're going to talk about that. Even the mayor of New York is being transensitive. This is amazing. And meanwhile, we're overlooking a rather violent extremist group that's on the horizon here, now becoming a protected class. Remember, back in March, you had a young lady posing as a male, shot and killed 9 innocent people, including 6 children, at a Christian elementary school in Nashville, Tennessee. The manifesto, which hasn't been made public, public may never learn the true motive behind the mass murder of 9 innocent individuals because they may start to view transgenderism as a mental condition rather than as totally normal mainstream conduct. And only last week, there was a trans guy impersonating a woman who fatally killed his own father. In addition to that, I'm not sure how many cities want to win a championship. Colorado just went full-blown Chicago with 9 people shot last night after winning the NBA basketball championship. Liz Peek, I want you to come on here. Liz, of course, Fox News contributor and Wall Street analyst. You know, thank God we don't have anything to talk about, right?
Good morning. What can get worse, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Although I sent out a tweet this morning saying there is only one story we need to be talking about, and that is the allegation that Joe Biden took a $5 million bribe from the head of Burisma in order to facilitate Burisma's investments in the U.S. and fire the lead prosecutor in Ukraine who is going to oust, who is looking into charges of corruption at Burisma. Why is it important we talk about this, Bill? Mm-hmm. Because the media is completely ignoring this horrendous story, which increasingly is backed up by evidence, including now, apparently, according to Chuck Grassley, a very respected senator, 17 audio tapes made by the head of Burisma, including 2 where he is directly talking to Joe Biden about bribing him. So honestly, my head is exploding that, that basically people are simply ignoring this. This should not be ignored.
No, you're exactly right. And, of course, here it's been years. I mean, when we heard Joe Biden, first of all, announced that he had withheld money, right? And this was on the heels of, an indictment against Trump because of a phone call with the then president of Ukraine saying, hey, can you kind of check this out? Can you look into it? I mean, what is the big whoop there? But obviously it is a big whoop.
Yeah, I mean, let's remember, you bring up a really good point. That was why Trump was indicted, because he was asking the officials in Ukraine for help investigating something that, yes, would have been very damaging to his political opponent only if the mainstream media would talk about it. But it's
exactly
a conspiracy of silence has descended. But you know what? Give the Republicans in Congress some credit because they are digging into this. And, you know, one of the reasons, one of the things that we talked about on air this morning is that Joe Biden will not face any primary competitors, the Democratic primary, in a debate because, A, he probably isn't up to it. B, they might end up looking better than he does. But C, what if a reporter says to him, explain to me why all this money went to these LLCs, these basically untraceable corporations that funneled money to your family members? Just explain that. That's all we want to know. Why the money in the LLCs, which was so hard to track? Why
exactly.
The suspicious, hundreds of suspicious activity reports? Bill, this is not normal. And they no. have the goods on this guy. And honestly, I mean, I sound sort of hyperventilating about it because I cannot believe there's so little media coverage of it.
Well, and really, this starts to make so much sense. It's things that you and I have talked about. Maybe some of the stuff we had to talk quietly about it because it was out there and we didn't necessarily want to be fitted for a tinfoil hat. But, you know, we can throw the tinfoil hats away here because all this is coming out. The other thing to consider here, Liz, and this is something we pointed out last week. I mean, think about this. You have Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Mitt Romney, John Kerry. Okay, what are the odds of four people all having children working for Ukrainian gas companies?
Yeah, that is hard to figure. And what are the odds that many of those people then contribute to and further activities in Ukraine that an increasing number of Americans are beginning to question? In other words, hundreds of billions of dollars going to Ukraine. Why does Ukraine have such pull in the White House? I don't know. I mean, I think it is a just cause, but you do begin to kind of question, wait a minute, why is the United States taking the lead here? Isn't this really primarily a Europe problem? Where's
exactly.
Germany? You know, they're not
right.
spending the kind of money we are. Why is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing to consider here, Liz, is there some relationship in why Joe Biden, on his first day of office, kills oil?
Yeah.
Because if you kill oil in America, what does this do in terms of the rising value of oil, you know, coming out of Europe and Ukraine and maybe some other entanglements that he and everybody else's family are involved in?
I would like to think that that's a bigger picture issue. I don't think he's smart enough to connect those dots, to tell you the truth. I think his killing oil was a sop to the climate activists who funneled tens of millions of dollars into his campaign. And also, it was sort of a, you know, sort of a boneheaded move, again, not understanding the repercussions of his offenses towards the government of Saudi Arabia. I mean, you know, nothing this administration has done makes sense or really adds up to any kind of coherent foreign policy. In fact, if you really sat down and looked at the people involved in our foreign policy establishment, including Jake Sullivan, Anthony Blinken, people who we know were involved in furthering the Russiagate story, furthering the protection of Joe Biden going into the 2020 election, it's a pretty tawdry mess. And their performance, particularly vis-a-vis China, has been an absolute embarrassment. Here we are fending off really aggressive actions at sea and in the air from China, fending off spy balloons floating over the U.S., spy facilities being built in Cuba, and all they can do is basically apologize and blame Donald Trump. And meanwhile, send Anthony Blinken scurrying to Beijing, hoping, not necessarily even arranging, hoping to be able to talk to Xi Jinping. It's humiliating.
It really is. Well, I think you give him a lot of credit when you say it's boneheaded. It's by design, Liz. I mean, you suggested this a long time ago. I mean, they're doing this on purpose. And as diabolical as it may seem, there is a story, there is an agenda behind all this that I think is yet to be revealed. And I think, Ramaswamy was correct in indicting the media and saying, where are you? Where's your curiosity?
Yeah.
You know, what happened to professional journalism? You guys should be all over this. but because you haven't, the American people are suffering, and you're allowing this this form of government to take over, and you are really a threat because you are derelict of duty. You are a threat to this Democratic Republic.
Yeah, and he's totally right. And by the way,
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up. Exactly. More from Liz after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Liz Peek continues with us, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. I want to pick into your Wall Street brain here for just a moment. Financial report. Consumer prices rose just 0.1% in May. up 4% over the past year. This, according to key inflation data released this morning by the Labor Department. And the thing is, the way they report this, it's almost like it's good news. But the reality is that people, you know, are still paying, you know, high prices for gas and everything else. And I don't know how to be encouraged or discouraged, or if this is just all the more confusing, Liz. Maybe you can help us out.
Yeah, sure. The CPI came in pretty much as expected, but that what you were talking about was a headline number, which includes food and energy, and all of us understand that that's what everyday people are spending money on. The core, which strips out energy and food, was up about 5% year over year, so it's not over. And I would caution that the reason that the headline number was so great is because oil prices have come down. Why have oil prices come down? Not because we're drilling for oil like crazy in this country, which we should be, but because China has been in a slump. They are trying to come out of COVID, and their growth has been very disappointing. It's one of the least commented on stories out there, and I don't know why, but China is really kind of in a weird place. And China is a huge consumer of oil, of course. Their government has just recently tried to stimulate the economy by dropping interest rates and so forth. So between that and the fact that the Saudis through OPEC Plus are trying to restrict supply, I would not count on those energy prices being so benign going forward. Oil's up today. I think, our economy is obviously going to have a big impact whether we go into a slowdown or not, but that's a very important thing. And to your point, I mean, the stocks are up today because everyone's expecting the Fed to pause. They have their monthly meeting going on. That's fine, except then the question is, what about the next month? And are we really just going to walk away from this battle against inflation? I don't know, Bill. There's still an awful lot of uncertainty about it.
Yeah, without a doubt. And this is what, you know, when people get news like this, they, well, what do I believe? What do I draw out of this? Because, I mean, I just got back from California. I paid $5.50 a gallon for gas.
Well, that's because of California, right?
I mean, no, it's insane. Yeah.
Yeah. But by the way, that's the kind of policy making that the Biden White House wants to take national. They want people to suffer who buy gasoline. Mm-hmm. They want you to buy a Tesla or some other EV. So you can plug it in. The only big surprise to Californians is their electricity prices are also way above the U.S. average because of their incredibly stupid energy policies, which are restricting the supply of power to their electric grid. So, California's long-term outlook on these issues is terrible. But honestly, if we have another 4 years of Joe Biden, the same will be true of the United States. It is horrifying to me that they are waging war on fossil fuels, probably our country's greatest geopolitical advantage, always has been, always will be, but not if you start locking up that advantage.
Well, you know, like Donald Trump said at the town hall, you know, drill, baby, drill. I mean, that's exactly right. Is a quick answer in dealing with inflation. I mean, at least you could start to move the dial here in a very dramatic way. I mean, because look at it, it's real simple. Go back to what started this whole thing to begin with. Well, one of it is you killed the energy sector. The other thing is you just started spending money like a drunken sailor that you didn't need to spend. So here we are. I want to talk about Miami. I know you're concerned. I'm concerned about this. I don't want to revisit another Jan 6. I'm seeing here. I'm here in on the East Coast, probably about an hour and a half from Miami. And I knew as soon as it was announced that the indictment was going to take place this afternoon there, that the people were going to come. I'm concerned because you've got some people there, including Stone, who loves the drama and that kind of deal. You know, this thing could get exaggerated, and it might get out of hand here, not only because you got people just like at January 6th who are patriots and saying, look, we have a right to protest. We're peacefully protesting. But whenever you have a group of people, just like you had in Denver last night, you're going to have some knuckleheads, you know, coming in. Antifa, just like what they did in Glendale. Antifa, Black Lives Matter comes in because they're not going to lose an opportunity to go get in a fight and cause problems and blame those white, misogynistic, supremacists, right?
Yep. No question. It's an issue, and I hope Donald Trump does everything possible to tell people keep their protests peaceful. I saw the mayor of Miami being interviewed this morning. They're prepared. They've got lots of people on the ground to make sure everything's okay. But, you know, Bill, people are angry. And people are angry at this clear two-tier system of justice. That's becoming a cliche, but it doesn't make it less real. We have seen this president hounded, accused, undermined, attacked from day one, and people are really sick of it. In this instance, it is particularly egregious. You have a sitting president charging a former president with criminal charges when he himself is guilty of much the same activity. No one has explained if not worse, how it is that Joe Biden ended up with classified information when, as a senator, you have no right to possess those documents, no right to take them out of whatever secure facility you were allowed to view them in. No one has explained that to us. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton, I mean, I know people on the left dismiss this, but she had classified information on an unauthorized server. She did not turn over to the FBI everything she was subpoenaed to turn over. Very similar situation. James Comey said he couldn't indict her as a matter of intent. Where is the bigger crime in what President Trump did? There is no intent. There's no effort to sell out the country or anything. So people are mad. I'm mad. I think it's unconscionable what's going on.
Well, and the way the Justice Department has investigated this and how they've leaked out information, the fact, Liz, I'm not an attorney, but I know this about, you know, attorney-client privilege, how they were able to pierce that veil and come up with some sort of narrative that they leaked out that supposedly one of Donald Trump's attorneys had said something like he was waving the document, in such a way, I can show you, not show you, you know, kind of teasing him. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, to me, it's about as believable as the pictures that the FBI took. You remember of the boxes opened up and the documents just lying there on the ground like that's Donald Trump? I mean, anybody that knows Donald Trump knows that is not anywhere near a close representation of how he runs his office or his business.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is offensive. But, Bill, the biggest offense is that they dropped this indictment on the very day that members of Congress were getting a chance to look at the FBI's Form 1023, in which a whistleblower, a credible whistleblower, accuses Joe Biden of bribery. Do we think that's coincidental? I do not. This is all about, is the Joe Biden reelection strategy. The media totally focused on Donald Trump. Keep the indictments coming. Keep the court cases coming. So no one pays any attention to Joe Biden. That's how he's expecting to get reelected. And you know what? The whole basement strategy worked in 2020. This is the 2024 equivalent. God forbid it works again.
Well, all they need is another pandemic, right, to kind of seal the deal, to open up.
They need that. They just need a compliant.
You don't think so?
Not going to pay any attention to
well.
This.
Right.
You know?
Well, Liz, you write in your commentary at Fox News, three ways the indictment of Donald Trump hurts America. We've got about 50 seconds left. It's impossible for us to touch on it, but maybe you can give just a real quick highlight and direct people where they can go to read the rest of it.
Well, that column actually is at The Hill. I've got another one up today on the Fox News website about the charges brought against Donald Trump. You know, Bill, I think all of us really kind of need to stay focused on this, stay focused on Joe Biden, and don't let the media kind of sideswipe what is in our national interest. I think all the culture war issues are important. Nothing is as important as the assault upon Republicans, and in particular on Donald Trump. And as you know, he's not my preferred candidate, but I'm offended with
him. No, I'm aware of that.
I switched to Boost Mobile.
Thank you, Liz.
Free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski. The dingaroner. The ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch.
Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
The FDA issued an import alert for U.S. Customs authorities to detain illegal, disposable, flavored nicotine e-cigarettes from foreign countries, including China. Rich Marianos is a former assistant director for the ATF, now with Georgetown University.
These disposable e-cigarettes have become a real problem. It's encouraging to see the FDA act at the border, but our kids need them to take the next steps and remove these foreign disposables from the store shelves. They have the authority, and now it's time to act.
Sponsored by the Border Security Alliance.
USA News Update. Police in Miami are preparing for presidential candidate Donald Trump's arraignment in federal court this afternoon. Police Chief Manuel Morales says they are prepared to handle the crowds.
We are working very closely with our federal, state, and local partners to make sure that we have a comprehensive approach. We're bringing enough resources to handle crowd anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000.
This comes as both supporters of the former president and those who oppose him are planning protests outside the federal courthouse. Trump revealed in a radio interview yesterday he has only two words for the court and nothing else.
No, I doubt it. I was just saying not guilty. I didn't do anything wrong. Did nothing wrong. Presidential Records Act. It's not even a criminal event. There is no criminality here. It's ridiculous. And these people, look, they're using it as election interference. They're using it to get elected.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Look, I can appreciate that many people are freaking out as to what's going on in our country right now. And I'd say, you know, around the world, I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of chaos. But this you have to remember is that Almighty God is the God who sanctifies. If you understand what that means, he sanctifies. That means, you know, by his design, he has set apart for a time such as this. You know, the voices, the leadership, and that must take place to resolve this issue that we're dealing with, or these issues that we're dealing with, whether, you know, it's the trans issue, whether it are political issues, and on and on. The God who sanctifies, Jehovah Makedesh, is the one that we must turn to. And the way we do that is with real worship. Worship that cries out of desperation, you know, kind of like what the Jesus Revolution documentary was all about when, you know, Lonnie Frisbee was talking to Pastor Chuck Smith and said, have you ever been desperate? I want to bring on my good friend, Benny DeShara, who is a worship leader. He's a singer, songwriter, frontman for the group Empowered and Man of Faith. Hey, Benny D, how you doing, buddy?
How are you, my friend? Good to hear you this morning.
Hey, good to have you here and your heart and your spirit, because I want to talk about real versus false worship like you and I were talking about last night, is that we must understand there is a difference. And as I shared with you, I've been sharing with our audience, God has placed this on my heart, that, you know, it's much like the bankers. You know, the bankers, the way they identify counterfeit money is they study the legitimate. They study the legitimate to such a degree that when a counterfeit comes in, boom, automatically, they know it in 2 seconds. Well, dare I say, people of faith have been devoid of really studying real worship to such a degree that when false worship comes into play, they're slow to identify and they get caught up in it. And this is, you know, what the apostle meant when he said that there would be the times that even the elect could be deceived, right?
That's right.
And that's, or maybe it was Jesus. Maybe it was Jesus said that, but I can stand corrected. But go ahead.
It's going on right now. You know, Bill, after we talked, I thought about this. The center, and we hear this word being thrown around in media right now, the center of the word pride is
yes.
The letter I, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
Right.
That's all pride is. I believe I'm the best singer in the world. I believe I have the best radio show on the planet. I believe. You know what the center of worship is? You know what he gave me last night after we talked to him? Here's the center of worship. Shh. S-H. Shh.
Yeah.
Hush. Stop thinking about you and listen to what I'm speaking into your life. And when we can get that quiet in the spirit, and then we dive into his word, he can speak to us. He cannot speak to us if we're trying to constantly speak over him, or even worse, speak over him in a way where we feel that we are more right than what his word says.
Exactly. Yeah, this is be still and know that I am God. Right, Benny?
That's right. And so true meaning of worship, you cannot worship God if you don't have that stillness in your spirit. And we talk about this all the time. And you know Don, I'm a wife, and she loves when I'm sleeping because I'm on a ceiling all the time, right? However, there are times when I will draw away. You know, much like Jesus used to draw away. I'm not comparing myself to him, by the way, but how he would separate.
Yeah, but he gave us his life as an example, Benny.
As an example, that's right.
Right, exactly. So go ahead.
You can do that to experience real worship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we must approach God in spirit and in truth. Okay? So it is a spiritual connection. But if you haven't developed the spiritual connection, forget it. You got the wrong software, buddy. Ain't going to happen. Or if you're lying to yourself, or you're going in, like you say, with the I agenda instead of his agenda, good luck. Ain't going to happen, right? So this must be in alignment, spirit and truth. And when you have worship, and worship comes in all kinds of forms, Benny, as you know.
That's right.
It's not just on the stage with a guitar or a keyboard. It is deeper and more encompassing in that. And when you step into worship and you have that connection in spirit and truth with Almighty God, Lord have mercy, can mountains be moved?
Can they not be moved? And that's really, I read something about this, and this has nothing to do about the trans movement, although that's part of what's going on in the world right now. It's any sin. I'm talking about any sin. Any sin, right? I read something, and I'm sure you'll appreciate this, and it was like, as a Christian, when we see sin happening, regardless of what it is, should we hate those people? And the answer is no, because the Bible calls us not to hate anybody. Should we condone the sin that we see? The answer for that is also no, because the Bible states that we should not condone the sin. So what's left? What's left is love. And so you love these people in the midst of their sin. Bobby and Susie live next door. Susie's having an affair, or Bobby's having an affair. Well, I still love them. They're my neighbors. They're my friends or whatever. However, I do not condone what they're doing, and it gives us an opportunity to have worship with them, right? You're worshiping yourself because you're caught up in this sin. But if you would worship the one true King, he can move mountains in your life too, just like he did in mine, just like he did in yours. And I think people are so caught up in themselves that they miss that. And it's, you know, people say, is it that easy? You know, and it is, Bill, it just is.
Yeah. Well, it can be when the Spirit draws them and they say yes to the Spirit. They can resist. Like right now, you know, speaking of the trans movement, it has become quite violent. And it's now the government, Joe Biden and his administration, is now making, you know, the trans religion, in a sense it is a religion, it's become that, a protected class. And so now here you have all this violence that's coming upon our culture right now, Benny, and you know, like this manifesto we were talking about, you know, from this gal who shot up, you know, the Christian church and what killed nine people.
Yeah.
We still don't know the manifesto. We don't know what you know, what she had written. Okay, what are we being protected, you know, from? What is it that we're not understanding? And what it is that, again, in spirit and in truth, we can have a conversation and understand what we're dealing with. But now you have a government that's compelling us and not giving you a choice and wanting to force you to violate your conscience and to, you know, to go against what God has told you. And so, you know, I think the issue, again, we come back to in worship is that we have to honor God first. Okay? We commit all things to God, and all the things will be added. All right? This comes under is your song, Jehovah Nisi. You know, the banner of love, the banner of victory. It is all right there. And just one, you know, we've mentioned a couple of his powerful names that we can pray and speak out, because that's what we need right now. This is not going to be solved by a government. Bill and Benny aren't going to solve this. Nope. You know, hopefully what we are sharing with you is spirit filled and spirit perceived and spirit honored, so that you can have some peace in the midst of this chaos, because there's going to be more chaos coming. Jesus warned us about that, right?
That's right.
We got 30 seconds left, Benny. I'm going to let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
Peace. Well, I just posted a Facebook post a couple of days ago as I'm relaxing on vacation, actually. And so the one of the things that God told me was, what will you give? God gave his only begotten son for us. He gave up his son. His son gave up all power on this earth so that we can have eternal power in him. So a simple question for people today is, what will you give? Because in these last days, we're going to be required to denounce our core beliefs in the Bible.
Benny DeShara, thank you, buddy. We're out of time.
Yeah, internet you. For your home for less than $2 a day. That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Going on today, Trump in Miami, we pray that everybody's calm, calm heads prevail there, that the wisdom of law enforcement is such as that they know the difference between patriots and people who are exercising their constitutional rights versus the troublemakers that will no doubt take advantage and try to infiltrate and try to infect the protest with something negative that could be used against Donald Trump and against us conservatives. With all that that's happening, of course, Colorado is still trying to get their head on straight after last night's win. Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. But the city is unbelievable. I mean, it's going to get to the point where cities are going to go, you know, with these basketball teams or any kind of professional teams, because what is it? You win a championship and a riot must ensue or something, and now it's getting crazy, and something like 9 people shot, and people, I think, I can't remember the body count, but it's just insane. So it's time for some good news. You ready for good news? I am. Let's go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com. Check it out, and you'll see Samantha Mount, her lovely little face there. And she has, you know, bearing gifts this morning, as always, to give us the latest viral videos. And Sam, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to bring some good news when everything's a little crazy. Which
we need it.
To be a little bit.
Yeah, we need it. Well, this first one is a police officer rescues a kidnapped woman who mouthed, "Help me," during a traffic stop, huh?
That's right. This is actually right down near me. Officer Wallace was in North Myrtle Beach, and she pulled over a passenger because, she pulled over a driver. I'm sorry, it was a lady who was driving, and then her passenger. And she pulls him over at like 5:30 in the morning. She's got 30 minutes left of her shift, but she sees him kind of like run through an intersection. You know, she kind of, the Jeep disregards the red light at the intersection, so she pulls them over. And thank God she was paying close attention, because when the passenger wasn't looking, the driver mouthed, "Help me," you know, to the officer. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that passenger had just basically abducted that.
Hijacked the car in the wow.
Yeah,
wow.
That's right. Well, they had shot somebody and they were fleeing the scene and they abducted her. And, you know, it could have just been, you know, I mean, I don't see that ending in a way that that driver came out safely, but thanks to this officer, she did. And, you know, this officer was being proactive and paying attention to what's going on. And I can't imagine being that sharp at 5:30 in the morning myself, where I would actually catch that somebody's in distress. But I think she was aware the passenger was in distress. And when the passenger got a moment, she asked for help, and the officer was able to just go ahead and, you know, get the guy out of the car, and everything was okay. So that's the
So it was a male passenger. in the car?
Wow. A female driver, that's right.
Yeah,
so the,
wow.
Passenger had abducted the driver, and it was just... It was,
well, this is what we call situational awareness, and we're blessed with law enforcement that have that gift. Not everybody does, and this is sometimes when you get into trouble, especially with all this distraction. I was watching this video yesterday where, again, this gal's, focusing on her Twitter or her cell phone, and she's focused on that, and next thing you know, she misses a big hole in the ground, and she falls through the hole in the ground.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I mean, think that happens all the time.
Yeah, it does, because again, people are not situationally aware. They don't know what's going on, and we're distracted by things, because our priorities are a little messed up. But thank God in this particular case, the police officer was situationally aware and saw what was going on. So, and thank God everybody's safe here. Now, this next story is about, we're in graduation month here, so this is so cool. So I love hearing all the graduation stories. And we've got a good one to share here about two adopted brothers. And you can thank good old mom for their graduation, right?
That's right. So Cecilia McFadden, this is up in Baltimore, Maryland. She adopted these young guys, Dennis Parker and Gordon Burrell, when they were just 2 and 1 week old. And she's just given them such a great life. And they have recently made the news for describing how she made a difference between them being successful and being on the streets. You know, these guys, they came to her in foster care. She was their foster mom first. And after a few years, she adopted both of them. And, she was talking about them being young black gentlemen, and she was like, you have these things that could work against you, but I want to make sure you have an education because nobody can ever take that from you. And,
exactly.
Now they're both graduating high school, and, it's just pretty amazing. She's actually fostered 15 children over the years, and she's adopted 3, and she still has 2 logical children.
Oh, wow. Wow.
inspiration to us all. I want to know her time management routine. I'm impressed. I'm so impressed.
Exactly. Yeah, you got 2 seconds to be angry, and that's it. Now let's go. Okay, we got to move on. I don't have time. Mama have no time for drama here. Okay, so we're just going to keep it clean and simple. Yeah. This next story.
Too.
Well, yeah, you think, huh?
That's what's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and look at the fruit of her efforts. You know, 2 kids that whose lives could have been totally different. But for her, and they're smart enough to thank their mom for that kind of commitment, that kind of love, right? Otherwise,
right.
It could have gone sideways really bad, no doubt about it. This next story comes out of Los Angeles. I mean, hey, let's clean up a house and, what do we got here? Pennies. Lots of pennies. I mean, a million pennies?
A million pennies. Can you imagine that?
Oh, my God.
So when you find a million pennies, I know that sometimes pennies can actually be worth a lot. So you're like, I'm wondering.
Yeah, one at a time, of course.
That's right. So they were going through this guy, John Reyes. He was a realtor, and he was cleaning out a house that he was getting ready for renovation. And they start to find loose pennies on the ground. And these pennies were actually a lot of them were still sealed up in bags. They ended up finding all these pennies, and they were like from the Bank of America and all these different little banks that you'd never heard of, just bags and bags of pennies. So now they're actually selling them for $25,000 on OfferUp.
They're going to sell it?
Yeah, because
it's $10,000. If you can get it, $25,000, that's you're upselling here. That's a pretty good deal. And
I know.
And they're just,
I wonder if there's anything valuable though.
with that many pennies.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It might be worth a shot for somebody. Say, okay, fine, I'll pay you, twice, 3 times their worth or whatever. And all it takes is 1 penny. They go, this is worth a million bucks. This 1 penny that's in the million.
That's right.
The pennies, right?
That's right. And I was reading the comments on this, and people were like, "So this former owner, he was the reason for the penny shortage, that we had recently."
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
A million pennies.
Could you imagine? I mean, for the family member, because you can go to these stores now and you can throw your change in these machines, right? And they'll give you a little slip and tells you how much you got there. And, I mean, you could be there for a while with a million pennies, I would think, right?
I know.
It's like,
I feel like
ma'am, the store is ready to close here, you've been here all day.
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well, this next story is about a woman who retires from Dillard's. 70 years of service, Sam? Wow, that's incredible.
Actually, technically, she worked there 74 years. She started working there back in 1949, before it was even Dillard's. Her name's Melba Mabane, and she just turned 90. And so she's officially, which no surprise for this, she's officially the longest working employee that Dillard's had, and the current owner actually came to help celebrate. She's known her for 64 years. I'm sorry, 65 years. Through Dillard Matheny. And she's just saying how this one. So she started off working in the men's department and moved over to cosmetics, and that's where she's been for decades. And she was, everybody talks about like how great she is with customers and how she just comes in every day and she makes friends with everybody. People are kind of in awe of her, wanting to be like her. And I'm like, how often do you hear of people working somewhere? Because she's like, now I'm going to retire and go have some fun. I'm like, I think you deserve it. You're 90 years old.
To have one job working at the same place, it reminds me, I have a dear friend that I worked with in California, and she worked for the same, well, it was a different company. They had sold and that sort of thing, but same radio station, I don't know, like 50 years or something. It was incredible.
Wow.
I mean, that she... I mean, it's just unheard of that anybody, and I'm thinking my life, especially in the radio business, because when you're in the radio business, well, she ended up in traffic and in management and everything like that, and started initially in the record library, because when I first met her, we were an oldie station. And so she knew music, and she had, you know, cataloged it and was the, you know, the librarian, you know, for the radio station, for the group and that. And anyway, you know, she progressed and advanced and ended up, you know, becoming the station manager. But here it is. And it was in the same building, just about. I think it was the same building right on the golf course there in Santa Ana, California. Just, you know, it's in, but like I say, the life expectancy, particularly of disc jockeys, you know, in radio stations are measured in months. You know, not in years, and certainly not a lifetime career. So that's extraordinary, and especially for this woman as well. 70 years of service at Dillard's. Now, we got about a little over a minute left, and let's talk about this wounded war dog that became an advocate for kindness and acceptance. Break that down for us.
That's right. So Rambo, he's a 3-year-old German Shepherd. He actually he accompanied Ukrainian soldiers on the front lines during the war, and he got injured in a rocket attack, and he ends up being taken in by a Hungarian organization that rescues German Shepherds. And he went through 8 months of reconstructive surgery, had his ear removed and some teeth, and now he's going around helping school children learn that even though you're different, you can still be valuable and loved. And my grandma always said dogs never feel sorry for themselves. He still has that upbeat attitude. You know, he kind of goes through the track and gets all these injuries, and he's just still a beautiful boy out there having fun and inspiring us to do the same.
Wow, how cool is that? Hey, by the way, my friend's name is Winnie Combs, because in case I have some of my people that are listening and going, why did you marry? And I may have the number of years wrong, too, so I'll stand corrected, but her name for sure is that. And so just a very, very sweet award winning, you know, woman that was just really special. So anyway.
Aww.
All right. Well, look at Sam. We so appreciate you coming on and telling us about all these viral videos. Sam's Corner is where you need to check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.